Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the Ben and Skin Show is not only one of the great all-time quarterbacks in NFL history, he's one of the great broadcasters, and now he is a restaurateur as well. It is the great Troy Aikman. Hello, Troy.
How is everybody?
Man, we're really pumped, so I can only imagine what a good mood you are actually in. If we don't even have a stake in this, and we're in a damn fine mood, so
yeah, it's a big night. We're excited. I'm excited and looking forward to it. And I came out, I guess last week, and went through a food tasting and got a tour of the entire Texas Live, and everything's turned out better than what I could have imagined. And I'm anxious, I guess, to see how it's received and how we drive traffic throughout the year.
And this is really exciting, and we appreciate you taking the time. We know you don't have a lot of time, but we understand that your wife has been involved in some of the menu items, like an artichoke dip.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of the menu items and how you're involved in picking those.
Yeah, the menu kind of evolved as the concept did, quite honestly. Initially, it was not going to be a live music venue, and we were going a different route. And then in discussions and conversation, it morphed into this live music, kind of a beer hall type venue that then changed the menu, and it meant that we were going to go much looser with the gourmet hamburgers and the quality of the, everyone says this, I'm sure Pudge said the same thing, I mean the quality of the ingredients is awesome and all that, but so I wanted some things on there that, you know, I do eat burgers and I eat fries and I eat pizza and I do all those different things, but for the most part I really try to watch it, so I tried to work in some things that I would typically order if I were going someplace like a hamburger joint. And then also, my wife has an artichoke dip that I absolutely love. And so we said, hey, how about we get that on? We've run into some complications with that. So I don't want to go any further. I don't want to go into any further.
Lost. Did they mess up her recipe?
It's not quite what hers is. But,
all right.
But they tried.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But I think this artichoke dip that stayed on the menu because the menus were printed is still quite good.
Welcome to the restaurant business, Troy.
That's right.
So the worst thing I could have asked you about.
You know, a million things. I mean, Jesus, what do I think of Dak? You know, and you're asking about Coppa's artichoke dip.
No, I want to stay on this. This is too good. No, you said something that's really interesting to me because people say this about you all the time. They'll go, man, I saw Troy Aikman. He still looks like he's in his 20s. But everyone here in Texas loves to eat burgers and loves to drink beer. I'm sure you enjoy a cold beer.
Sure.
So how much thinking went into that whole process? Is just, hey, everybody, you need to work out too because you want to have the stuff in your joint that you like. But how did you put all that together?
Well, there are healthy options that are available. And that was important to me.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, I don't want anybody out there to think I don't eat burgers because I certainly eat burgers. But I try to do it in moderation and eat well. And I work out, you know, daily and – and so that's why I said, you know, I want things on here that people like me or even when I go in there and eat. That you know, we've got turkey burgers. We've got tuna burgers.
Nice.
In addition, we got Brussels sprouts that are really well done and healthy. And so there are options for those that want to just come in. And, you know, I think everybody likes beer. So
I love beer.
You know, I can't help you there.
I love beer. You know, what is your beer of choice?
I'm a Miller Lite guy.
Okay.
And, you know, I worked for Miller Distributor in Oklahoma before I transferred to UCLA.
Oh, wow.
And then one of my close friends, Barry Andrews, owns the distributorship here in Dallas. So I've been a loyalist. I've endorsed them, too, over the years with various things. And I like a lot of different kinds, but that's my beer of choice.
Yeah. Oh, we got
the best.
Hey.
Pudge Rodriguez. Yes. There you go.
He said you're the best.
Okay. So, you look fantastic. You do.
Thank
you look
you,
a bit like, not talking to you, skin.
Sorry.
Shut up. Talking to my
sorry.
Best friend, Troy.
Yeah.
You look a bit like a male model these days. You look really?
Really,
yeah, you look sharp, man.
Wow.
You know, you look super sharp. And I was watching you hold court over there. And then I'm admiring your $10,000 suit. Now, I may have sold that shoe to it. But are you wearing one of those Phil Mickelson shirts?
I am.
Yeah, I do it. That's cool.
How do you know that?
Because was he dancing over there?
Look at that shirt. It's got this cool, flexible, dry fit element to it or something. It's
you know
really
what?
Styling.
Kevin Lavelle, the owner and founder, is a friend, and he has sent me a bunch of stuff. In fact, I'm getting ready to start wearing their stuff at games, broadcast.
Wow.
But it's amazing quality. Mizzen and Main, for those that are listening. But, yeah, it's terrific. And he sent me some product and sent me this white shirt. And I've only worn it one other time, and it's hard to find a really great white shirt.
Right.
If you're not going to wear a tie with it.
Right.
And I've been pretty happy with it. And I'm not saying that just because now I know the people. I mean, this is really – it's really a great shirt, so thank you for noticing that.
I noticed because I like dry fit stuff, like golf shirts and Nike stuff.
Guys like you and I, it's awesome because you know you can sweat in it.
Yeah,
and don't even know.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Okay, so
but the thing that's confusing is that Phil tried to play golf in it. Would you play golf in that shirt?
No.
Yeah.
No. And I, from what I understand, you know, Phil didn't play particularly well.
Like an 85 or something. What am I doing in the shirt?
Yeah.
What am I doing out here?
I don't think the performance had anything to do with the shirt. But I think the point is well taken that the quality and people, if you've never had one on, you put it on like you're talking about, Ben. I mean, you know right away that you can move and do different things that some shirts are really restricting. And
right.
I couldn't even throw a football, you know, in a normal dress shirt, let alone – you know, play golf.
So, we get some fashion tips from you. I saw you rocking those old school Nike. They went back and made Air Force Ones, but they made them super light.
Oh, okay.
They're incredible. Also following you on social media, I saw you had a sweet 16 birthday recently.
Yeah.
And so Skin and I are raising daughters. We're raising sons too, but raising daughters, and that's our primary concern. So what's it like to get to 16 and have the sweet 16 and all that?
Yeah, it's my second one. So right now, my girls are 11 months apart. So right now they're in that awkward period where they're both the same age. So now they're both 16, and then my oldest will turn 17 at the end of the month. And so we went through it last year, and I'm fortunate in the sense that, you know, every parent had told me when their kids start driving that you're just a nervous wreck, and you worry, are they going to make it home? And for me, it's been nothing but good. I mean, because I have confidence. I've been in the car with they're good drivers. A little nervous. Both of them are a little nervous which is awesome. You know,
yes.
So they're not so confident and arrogant behind the wheel.
Right. One hand.
So, that's right. So I don't worry about that. And, you know, then they're able to help themselves and get to where they need to get to and all. So it's really been great, them being 16 and being able to fend for themselves a little bit when it comes to some of the inconveniences of transporting everybody.
You grew and your teenage years were in Oklahoma. I know you moved from California to Oklahoma, right?
California to Oklahoma, yes, and then obviously went back for college.
So you were probably driving in a truck when you were 13 or 14.
Well, you know, it's a great point. We moved out onto some acreage, 180 acres, and you know, at 12 years old, I was driving a dump truck with eight gears or whatever just to go check on cows and things like that. You know, my dad wasn't worried about me hurting anything. And so I drove the roads out there in the country at a very, very young age. And so driving was nothing to me. But I was very young for my class. I did not get my driver's license until after football season of my junior year. And that was a bit embarrassing because I lived so far outside, 7 miles outside of town. My best friends that could drive, they didn't want to do it.
Right.
So I'd have to wait for my mom. I'm still waiting on my mom, you know, as a junior in high school to come pick me up from practice to take me home.
All right, we're talking to Troy Aikman. Obviously, Troy's is opening. Texas Live opens tonight, 6:00, open to the public. Troy has his own restaurant out here. It's a bar. It's a music venue. We have to ask you about the Cowboys. You know, this time of year, we're all wanting to know, are they going to be good? Well, we all believe they're going to be Super Bowl champs right now, but we need 1 week. Maybe tonight's game will change our mind. But in general, how do you feel? How do you think Cowboy fans should feel about the upcoming season?
Well, I would say good. I mean, I think that there's 32 teams that feel better. You know, even the Eagles feel better about their year this year going in than they finished a year ago. And the Cowboys obviously are at the top of that list. And, you know, I think you've got to feel good assuming Ezekiel can stay healthy, what that means for that offense and what it means for Dak Prescott. And I think they've made some steps. Do you feel a leadership void? And, you know, I let me answer that by saying I know Jason Witten he's a great leader. I love everything he represents and what he stands for. But there's been other really great players who've been prominent figures within their locker room who have left and retired. And other people just do what they do. And I was asked earlier about Prescott, will he have to do more? And I think he was an amazing leader from day one. I mean, you talk to players, teammates of his, and they were constantly coming out and saying how much they loved playing for him. And this is when he was only three or four games into that season, and it speaks volumes. And you don't say that about people you don't respect and who you don't think are leaders. And so I think he had it from the beginning. I don't think he has to do anything more. I think they've got leadership not only from players but also from the coaches. And it's a matter of health. And can the guys like DeMarcus Lawrence, who had such a great year last year, can he put up similar numbers? Can he still be the force that he was? And does the secondary improve? And the receiver? You know, I get all those questions. We'll find out. But I think the Eagles are probably better than they were a year ago, at least on paper, which is saying a lot. The Giants will be better. Is that going to be enough? I don't know. I like the Redskins and where maybe they are. So I think it's going to be a great race within the East, and the Eagles being the team to beat, not because they won the championship last year, but because I think they're better than they were a year ago, and I thought they were really good last year, even without having won the Super Bowl.
One of the things from the outside looking in at your broadcast, we know that you'll have a meeting with the coaches of the teams that you're about to call the game on. Is it different for you talking to, you name the coach, Belichick, whoever, versus talking to Jason since he was your teammate and y'all have a different dynamic?
Yeah, it's talking to Bill Belichick is different from talking to any head coach.
Right, right.
I mean, I will tell you that.
Really? Like even behind the scenes?
Yes. And and once you – if as long as you don't ask really too many direct questions about the team, you're in decent shape. I wouldn't say you're in great shape. But as soon as you want to know specifics, you know, he goes to – we're on to Cincinnati. And you don't get anything. You know, you really don't. So he's not – any more open really with me than, and I feel like I have a good relationship with him. But your question is good, that initially it is kind of weird, you know, and it was weird when I first did a Norv Turner game and I'm asking him questions in this production meeting and he's like, who are you? And I said, what are you doing? And I said, I got a job to do. And he just wanted to kind of yuck it up and, you know, have this informal conversation, which I can do if it's one-on-one, but then when you got a room full of people,
right,
you know, it's not as easy. But Jason's really good. It starts off a little different than when you don't have such a personal relationship with a guy. But Jason's been really, really good to me, as have a lot of other coaches around the league who are very transparent and very open. And, so I'm Jason's obviously a dear friend, and which does come up from time to time when we're doing a game with the opposing coach when we're covering the Cowboys, thinking that I may reveal – insider secrets from these meetings to Jason, which obviously no one would ever do, because if that ever got out, you would be out of work.
Right.
So, anyway, I've never done that.
So Dak Prescott doesn't really have a number one receiver. His number one receiver's gone, and some people are saying, well, the offense is going to be better in that regard. And obviously you had a great number one receiver who I'm sure he was always open, and every receiver was open in the huddle. But do you think a quarterback can benefit from being able to drop back and just look around? Last question. I know you got to go. Can a quarterback benefit from not having a true number one and just say, okay, there's no pressure, I just throw to whoever's open?
Well, I think that, having a guy you would categorize as a number one, I think is certainly significant. And, I had that, of course, with Michael Irvin. But with that being said, I've always felt you're only as good in your receiving core as your third receiver. And you can have a good one and a good two, but especially I thought this when I was playing. Now it's even more so. I mean, maybe you could even say now with all the three wides, you're only as good as your fourth receiver. But when I was playing, I felt that Kelvin Martin was the guy who made the difference outside of Jay. Jay, you could have said, is also kind of our second/third receiver. But I thought Kelvin Martin was that guy. And Wes Welker was that guy in New England. And Julian Edelman, of course, became that guy. And Cole Beasley in Dallas. And I think you have to have someone who can work the middle of the field. And if you don't have that, if you only have a one and you don't have much else beyond that, that doesn't get you very far either. So I would rather, if you set a true number one versus no one really else, I'd say, okay, I'll give up the number one if you can give me four really solid guys that maybe they're not going to just dominate a game, but they know how to run routes, they can beat people, they can set them up, they know situations. I'd take that all day long. And so are these that guys? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I know Cole Beasley is. I know Allen Hurns has had his moments as well where he's been good, and they've got some others, and you know Tavon Martin and all that. Those are great options, but you know we'll see how it all comes together for him.
Awesome. Hey, Troy, thank you so much for the time.
Yes, thank you.
Congratulations, man.
Hey, thank you.
We know you didn't even have time for this. Thanks for squeezing us in. Congratulations on Troy's at Texas Live.
I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.